I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The man suspected of slashing a young woman's face near DePaul University is now back in Chicago and officially charged and will appear in court this morning. More from WBBM's Steve Miller.
A police spokesman says 32-year-old Adam Bramwell is now formally charged in the slashing of a 22-year-old woman near DePaul 2 months ago. Bramwell was arrested in Texas about 2 weeks after the knife attack on the woman, who was a recent graduate of DePaul. Authorities had gotten a tip that Bramwell was on a bus headed south toward Texas. He had only been out of prison since March when he was released on parole for a gun charge. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
In Arlington Heights, the big question this weekend is, will tomorrow be the last day of horse racing ever at Arlington Park Racecourse?
It all comes down to promises. Last month, the owner of Arlington Park, Churchill Downs, said horse racing would be guaranteed until 2021 at Arlington and that it would not be seeking a casino gambling license. But according to the Daily Herald, the Illinois Racing Board would like promises that the track would be kept open after 2021, or it may not be given racing dates for next year. That would mean that the last race day of the season, tomorrow, could possibly be the last day ever of racing there. Near the Arlington Park Racecourse, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
2,200 nurses at the University of Chicago Medical Center are on strike. The hospital has prepared and responding with a 5-day lockout, meaning services might not return to normal until Wednesday morning. The hospital is on bypass for ambulances, but the emergency room is open for walk-ins. There are no talks scheduled until next week. A man already in the King County Jail faces a new charge after allegedly attacking two guards with a weapon made of small pencils bound together with a label from a shampoo bottle.
The inmate asked for a book during recreation time, and authorities say when the guards opened the door to give it to him, one was punctured in the face, the other received a cut on the nose. 32-year-old Fabian Torres of Sleepy Hollow has been charged with 2 counts of aggravated battery to a police officer. He's currently being held without bond on charges stemming from the stabbing and sexual assault of a 19-year-old woman and the stabbing of her brother in their home. Miriam Sobe, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The unemployment rate in Illinois last month was lower than it's ever been.
Sam Salustro of the Illinois Department of Employment Security says the state's jobless rate fell from 4.2% in July to an even 4% last month, even though there was a slight drop in the number of jobs in Illinois. Salustro says a couple of factors have led the Illinois jobless rate to reach a record low.
Strong job growth over the past number of months now, and we've seen an increase in the labor force at the same exact time.
The unemployment rate in Illinois remained higher than the national rate of 3.7% in August. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Two men are wanted by the FBI for robbing their third Chicago-area bank.
The latest heist happened this week at a TCF Bank branch on Devon Avenue in Park Ridge. The FBI says the robbers handed the teller a note demanding money and implying they were armed. The pair made off with an undisclosed amount of cash, escaping in a silver Honda SUV, which was last seen on Canfield Road. The two also allegedly robbed a Citibank branch in Portage Park and a TCF Bank branch in Schiller Park. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
For some of the men and women who protect Chicago, contract talks will be the least of their worries, at least for a few years.
There's word that Mayor Lightfoot has signed off on raises for Chicago police supervisors. The Tribune says the 5-year deal will give police sergeants, lieutenants, and captains a 10.5% raise over a 5-year period. The paper also says crafting a contract with the FOP might be a bit trickier for the mayor, whose hot mic comment triggered tension between her office and the FOP leadership. The FOP's contract expired at the end of June of 2017. Keith Johnson, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.